This is Moss Amber. The date is March 10, 1974. The taping which follows is an interview with Marcella Cohen Goldberg, the executive director of the Pittsburgh Blind Association. Mrs. Goldberg, I'd like to ask first about these national statistics that indicate increasing blindness. Now, what would cause this situation?
Well, primarily the increase in blindness that we are seeing is in the older age group. Blindness is a part of the process of aging, and about 25% of our blind people in the United States are blinded from cataracts of old age, senile cataracts. Glaucoma accounts for about another 20%. And we don't see glaucoma until after the age of 35 or 40.
Is there any way to prevent this type of blindness?
Well, we know that we can prevent blindness from glaucoma by early detection and treatment. Cataracts are the best kind of eye problem to have if you have to have an eye problem, because they respond to surgery very well, and about 98% of cataract surgery is successful.
So then just a small percentage of people who have cataracts become blind from it?
They become blind from cataracts and then have surgery and have vision restored.
I see.
But it's a different kind of vision than you and I have. It's a vision that has to be corrected by very heavy lenses and gives larger objects than we see, changes the size of things you look at. And it's a new kind of vision to get accustomed to.
But we were talking about the number of people who become blind and the increase in this type of blindness, and you're saying that most of these people are older adults. Is this not so?
That's right.
Now, how does the Pittsburgh Blind Association help these persons? What can they do for them? Suppose they have become blind from the aging process or from any number of conditions.
Well, I think our first role is to help prevent blindness and or restore vision. We do mass glaucoma screenings, you know, to pick up not only early undetected cases of glaucoma, but also of other eye problems. We are seeing more now in the blindness as a result of diabetes in the aged people and in the young population too, but more in the aged. This kind of blindness does not respond as well to surgery because it's not only cataract, but it's also retina disease with it. We help these people get to medical care, interpret the needs, try to help them adjust their daily living to the limitations of their visual acuity. One of the first things that we're able to do for older blind people is to give them a talking book machine. You know, one of the things people seem to miss most is the ability to read. And the talking book machines are government-owned four-speed players that we distribute to the blind. And they can get on records everything, as I say, from the Bible to whodunits, with the exception of daily news, magazines, this kind of thing.
Do you have a library right there?
Carnegie Library for the Blind distributes the records. We distribute the machines. Teach people to use them, this kind of thing.
What else do you do for the newly blinded adult?
Help them with their adjustments to daily living in their own homes. We will help a newly blinded woman with her adaptations for housekeeping. You can visualize a man selecting his clothing and making sure that everything goes together. You know, men's shoes are almost all alike. It would be easy to come out with a black shoe and a brown shoe if you happen to have a pair like that. But help them with the daily living things. Help them with getting financial help if they need it. We don't give it directly, but we know where to refer them for help. With other adaptations that they need to live comfortably.
Are the people that help the blinded person, are these persons social workers?
We have social workers, and we have a blind rehabilitation teacher on our staff. We have a blind recreation worker who teaches the adaptations to every kind of recreation that you or I might do for blind people. Our caseworkers have a common load, as we call it. This is jargon. But they work with people for the prevention of blindness, for services to the blind, for adaptations. Then we also have a casework service for the parents of preschool blind children. This, fortunately, is not as heavy a load as it was during the days when we had premature babies who were blind. But we still see a certain number of preschool blind children.
By load, you mean the number of cases that the
That's right. People they work with.
I understand.
And the kind of work they do with them.
So then sometimes the social worker or the rehabilitation counselor goes out to the home, and sometimes the blinded person comes to your agency. Is this what you're saying?
Yes, but we go out more than they come in, primarily because our physical facilities do not permit at this time for places for private conferences, for any kind of group meetings, this kind of thing. Also, it's important to us to know the family picture, the what goes on in the home, what kind of adaptations have to be made. Our rehabilitation teacher is not a counselor. He is a teacher. We used to call him a home teacher. The title has changed. He's now a rehabilitation teacher. But he teaches such things as Braille, typewriting, handcrafts, to develop skills in the fingertips to replace the use of vision.
And skills do have to be developed and rechartered.
Oh, yes.
I wondered, when you mentioned about your crowded facilities, where is your sheltered workshop?
Well, we're all in one building. The sheltered workshop and our offices are at 308 South Craig Street in Oakland. We have a sheltered workshop where we employ...
That's right, I was going to ask you. Would you tell our listeners about that, what the sheltered workshop is?
The sheltered workshop where we employ blind people who cannot get employment in competitive industry. We have a broom shop, which has been in existence since the founding of the agency in 1910. And believe it or not, we make about 35 kinds of brooms. Different kinds of brooms, going all the way from small whisks up to heavy industrial brooms. We have a textile department where our totally blind girls operate power sewing machines and do beautiful sewing. We do a great deal of work for the government, the federal government, and that work is inspected down to the nth degree, and I couldn't sew with two good eyes the way those girls sew. And then we have a subcontract department where we do assembly and disassembly work of all kinds, anything we can get to keep some of our more handicapped people employed.
I buy your products and I know how good they are.
I'm glad you do. And they come under the Skillcraft label, which means that 75% of the labor on every product is blind labor.
What about the people that sell the products over the telephone? Are they
visually handicapped? We have a couple of blind telephone salespeople. We have some telephone salespeople with other physical handicaps, and we have some people who don't particularly have handicaps who do telephone sales for us.
The woman who calls me is Miss Miller, and she is a fabulous salesperson. She calls me, I'll think I don't need a broom, and by the time I'm finished talking with her, I think I do need a broom, and then when I get the broom, I'm so happy to have it because it's good.
Yes, we make it's a
well
good
constructed
product. And when she calls, she identifies herself by name,
right,
coming from the agency, mm-hmm, and selling Skillcraft products. Mm-hmm. This is to differentiate us from some commercial ventures that are selling similar items in the community.
I see. I notice that you're breaking ground for a new addition to your agency. Now, what's this new addition going to include?
Well, let me just say quickly, we're in a building that was constructed in the 20s for a German Turnverein, a singing society and gym that has been adapted to our usage. And I think the agency moved in there in 32. This was before my time there. There's been a little remodeling, but not much, and we're really bursting at the seams and also not quite up to either current standards or safety standards. What we hope to do is, what we are embarking upon now, is to build a new building which will house our offices, separate our dining area from our recreation area, put in a model apartment so that our home teacher will have somewhere to teach household chores, and then remodel our existing building for the sheltered workshop activities. This also will give us some expanded space for subcontract work and for a program that we have with junior and senior students at the School for Blind Children that's called a Learn to Earn experience, where the youngsters come down a couple of days a week for a semester to learn how to work in a work situation.
All of this expansion is going to cost a lot of money. How will you finance it?
Well, we're on a $5 million fundraising campaign. We've been at it for about 9 months, and we have almost 2 million of our five. We expect to phase our program in accordance with the way the money comes in. And we're looking for money wherever we can find it.
You won't really be able to complete your project in the way that you hope to complete it unless you do get the money, isn't it?
That's
true?
Right, and it will be spread over a period of time as money comes in. But we also have to spread it because we do not want to keep our people unemployed. We don't want to shut down during the period of remodeling the present building. Our people are entitled to work. This is what we're there for, to provide work. So that there will be a shifting back and forth between buildings of departments so that there is no long shutdown.
What territory does the Pittsburgh Blind Association service?
Primarily Allegheny County.
But your name then is rather misleading.
Our parent organization name is misleading, which is Pennsylvania Association for the Blind, mm-hmm. and we are the Pittsburgh branch. For this reason, we registered under the Fictitious Name Act as Pittsburgh Blind Association to more closely identify with the area in which we serve. And we're a United Fund agency, so that we are limited to Allegheny County.
But aren't you hoping to expand, didn't I read that in some of your literature, to service a greater area?
We will take for employment some of the multi-handicapped blind who cannot get employment in their own localities around Allegheny County. We will not have a residence, but we will take some of the youngsters coming out of the school who would go back to an area where there is no employment potential.
I understand.
We've really done that all along, but mm-hmm. we hope to expand it.
And I hope that you'll be able to.
Thank you.
At Call for Action, we are aware that the usefulness, self-respect, and happiness of the visually handicapped of this area depend largely on the work of the Pittsburgh Blind Association. Thank you, Marcella Cohn Goldberg, for the considerable contribution that you make to that work. This is Moss Amper of Call for Action.